Welcome to another episode of the North Atlantic Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Suda, and today I'll be talking about a book I recently read called Webform Design, Filling in the Blanks by Luke Warblowski. The book retails for about $36, but you could probably find it cheaper on a few other sites. The publisher is Rosenfeld Media, and they've done an excellent job producing the book. It's full color, and it uses it to great effect for all the examples and error messages. So it's really well done. You could tell it's not just a regular turnkey sort of tech book because they put a lot of care into the design and the layout and the flow of all the pages and chapters. Obviously, the book is all about web forms, what works, what doesn't. Sadly, there's no silver bullet to solving all your problems, but Luke does walk you through several examples and situations for when certain types of forms work best or better than others. Both through his experience working at Yahoo and other large corporations, he actually has tested many of these examples with proper eye tracking software and user groups and two-way mirrors. So rather than just saying this seems to work best, he can actually tell you with some sort of empirical evidence that one way is better than others based on the time it took for a user to complete, the number of errors before they managed to finish, or all sorts of other information gleaned from the eye tracking software itself. Throughout the book, there are several case studies from colleagues who have made minor changes to their own sites or their client sites and received huge benefits and returns from user participation, more purchases, the average price of the shopping cart went up, or just general user engagement, however they chose to monitor it. I think I read the whole book in maybe two or three sittings. It's not a really long book once you take out all the images and examples and case studies. There's not a whole lot of text, and what text there is, he summarizes again at the end of each chapter. The major theme of the book is that customers don't like to fill out forms. I don't think that's any big surprise to anyone who works in the web, but he does offer a few really interesting examples of sites that have tried to minimize their form interaction. In doing so, they hope to increase the participation rate. One that I've seen highlighted time and time again is a website called genie.com. It's G-E-N-I.com. It's an online genealogical website. When you first arrive at the website, the form only asks you for two pieces of information, just a name and an email address. Then when you hit the submit button, you are automatically taken into the genealogical editor with your name at the center. In the background, the whole the website has sent you an email with a password so you can come back and continue where you left off a couple weeks later or whatever. It also does a really good job of getting rid of the whole blank page syndrome of where to start when you first enter a web app, because at least your name is at the center and everyone has two parents, so you can from day one you can just immediately get in there and start typing. By minimizing the form, you get potentially lots more signups, which probably means you have a larger population of dead accounts because people sign up just to try it, but they don't ever activate their email address and they don't come back. So if your goal is user participation, then at some point in time, you're going to have to design to take both the good, having lots more people sign up, with the bad, having lots more accounts that don't actually go anywhere. I know after reading the book, it's really got me thinking about several of the projects that I'm working on and how I can potentially reduce and minimize the forms to lower the barrier of entry so customers can just get in and start using the system a lot faster. Next episode, I'll be talking with Drew Neal about his website, allsorts.org. That's all-sorts.org, which curates lists of collective nouns for some of the strangest group of items you can think of. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of North Atlantic Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can email us at hello@northatlanticradio.com. Until next time, thanks. Bye.